This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. This is the last year you can purchase a winged wahoo in my state, Minnesota. What's a winged wahoo, you may ask? It's actually a burning bush. Back in 2020, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture named this their October weed of the month. Minnesota added it to their noxious weed list as a specially regulated plant, giving our local nurseries and growers 3 years to phase them out. So, as of January 1, 2023, the species will move to the restricted noxious weed category, meaning it will be prohibited from sale, propagation, and transport in the state of Minnesota. But we're not alone. Wisconsin names it an invasive and has classified it as restricted. Turns out that beloved red flame of a bush invades forests, open woods, forest edges, pastures, prairies, and roadsides too. It's been reported as invasive throughout the Northeast and Midwest. I have links to all this information and pictures on GardenBite.com. The shrub has been planted for decades as it tolerates full sun and full shade, adding a beautiful fall color and its flair with winged bark. The problem is, it takes over as a prolific seed producer with high viability, meaning invasive. White-tailed deer are not fond of it, which leads to greater browse damage to native herbaceous plants and other desirable species. Burning bush was introduced to North America in the mid-1800s as an ornamental shrub, which made beautiful foundation plantings. But it's naturalized itself in native areas, outcompeting native vegetation and reducing plant diversity in the understory of forest areas. Learn more on my website. Two great alternatives are glossy black chokeberry and Regent serviceberry. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.